Hi, this is a dictation for patient Dukesh, D-W-K-E-A-S-H. Once again, sorry, B like boy, W like woman, K like Kelly, E like Ellie, A like apple, S like Sam, H like Harry. Kondo VT, K-O-N-D, A-V-E-E-T-I, date of birth is 11-6-2000, date of accident 2-8-2025. Date of service is around 2-13-2025. The patient, Dukesh Kondaviti, is involved in an automobile accident. He has achieved complaints of severe pain in the neck and the right shoulder area, pain in the hip area on the right as well as the right thigh and also in the lower back. Severe pain in the right knee is reported. And the history of automobile accident, patient report that he was involved in automobile accident on 2-8-2025 as follows. And that is all causing the most of the symptoms as alleged. This accident happened on 2-8-2025. Between 4 to 5 p.m. as a resident driver. And he was driving a 2015 Elantra and was collided with a Ford Explorer. He was driving at 15 to 20 miles an hour near West Bloomfield Hills, Orchard Lake Road and 15 Mile Road, while the other car was traveling at 25 to 30 miles. Patient report that while he was trying to make a Michigan U-turn, other car couldn't stop in the in-turn due to severe snow, and it T-boned on a passenger side on that day. The impact resulted in damage to the right passenger door. Rear tire was busted. There was no damage to any of the glass or windshield. The rear bumper and axle was damaged. The car was totaled, frame was broken, and chassis was broken, and the case has been settled for car payment. Regarding the injury, patient injured his right side, all of it, from right shoulder to the dashboard, to the door panel, right knee to the dashboard, and neck whiplash and head, and there was no fracture or laceration. No pain at the time of accident, and the patient denies any head injury, direct head trauma. History of presenting illness, patient denies any headaches. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, a nightmare, fearful of the event, being in the bed, number two in the bed, or sleepwalking, seizures, nausea, vomiting. There is no history of blurred vision, parts in the vision, loss in the vision field. There is no history of any subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. When patient denies incontinence with the urine bowel. Patient does report weakness, numbness and tingling of the right leg. Anteriorly, in the thigh area up to the knee, and the right arm up to the elbow. Besides that, some weakness is reported in the muscles on the right side, right upper extremity and right lower extremity. Lightheadedness is reported and difficulty walking is reported. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from moderately severe to severe pain in the neck 9 to 10, right shoulder pain is 9 to 10, right hip pain is 8, and right knee pain is 7. There is a shooting pain to the right upper arm up to the elbow, which is numbness and tingling constantly, as well as to the right upper thigh laterally, involving iliotibial band with up to the knee. Patient reports that he can climb steps, but it is quite painful, 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, the right knee pain. So usually it is 7. He can walk up to 1 to 2 blocks with pain. He can sit for 10 to 15 minutes, and he can stand for 10 to 15 minutes, sleep for 6 to 7 hours. His pain in the neck is very bad. He has a terrible stiffness, mostly on the right side, especially to the right, and range of motion of the neck is completely diminished. The pain is almost present several times a day, as described as aching, varies from 7 to 10 on the scale of 1 to 10 in the severity. Usual intensity is 9 and ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports of modified factor of the pain being worsened by sitting, bending, and driving, and improved by lying down. In the post-med investigation, patient reports that there is no x-rays that are done, and he, regarding the past treatment, patient did not go to any emergency room, no urgent care. On the day of accident, he had no pain, and he did some home treatment. And this is the first time he's seeing a doctor. And no physical therapy, chiropractic. History of, please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, for additional medical allergy history, as well as the family history, which is negative. One sister that is normal, and relationship status, he lives with the friends, he's single. And current employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. Disability, none. Patient has no lawyer right now, and personal history is unremarkable. Please review the record also, as well as the ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 140 over 109, and pulse is 75, and heart rate is 97.5. The height is 5'8", weight is 120, temperature 97.5, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the, okay, he is a 24-year-old Indian male of a very good built and efficient, alert, oriented, operative and conscious. There is no sinuses on his clavicle colonicia. And he doesn't appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath, severe pain phases. And the patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well. The gait is non-antalgic, and he is not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the template. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination reveals tenderness and spasm in the right side of the musculature of the cervical spine. Capitis and cervicis and sternocleidomastoid muscles are in spasm. So is the right upper trapezius muscle with several trigger points noticed. But the left side is completely normal. There is slight torticollis is present in the neck. In the paravertebral muscles, patient has a spasm of L1 to L5 bilateral paravertebral muscles with several trigger points. And it is a 2 plus hypertonicity and some tenderness present. Lower quadratus lumborum muscles is also in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, L1 to L5 bilaterally, as well as bilateral quadratus lumborum muscle and right trapezius muscle. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50. Extension is 50. Side flexion on the right is only 25 and left is 30. Rotation is 60 with no crepitus or clicking. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation 20. Cervical spine, there is the following finding, minor maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign is negative. Purling sign is positive. Lerma test is positive. The stretching test, Soto-Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg ring test is positive at 30 degrees. And the contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bagger test, negative. CAM test positive, Kavinsky sign negative. In the SI joints, there is no tenderness. Tending flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test is negative. And the consular test, fiber test are negative. Extremities examination. Except for the right shoulder, right hip, and right knee, the rest of the extremities are completely normal. On the left side is completely normal, with normal pulsation, no pedal edema, contusion, laceration, no muscle spasm on the left side. Range of motion for the joints on the left side is normal. And also in the right to the right elbow as well as the right hand. No numbness tingling is described in the right hand. The examination of the right shoulder is described as follows. On examination, on inspection is completely normal, showing a normally appearing shoulder with no contusion, laceration, swelling, or any dislocation. On palpation, there are no swelling or any crepitus. Range of motion is completely normal on passive, and active is limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which patient does report 100% pain. The muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests are done. Hawkins and Reed test was found positive. And then anterior can test is positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. Speed test and near test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. Muscle strength is 4/5. Distally, elbow joint and hand and wrist on the right side are completely normal. No carpotraumatic compression tests are positive. Tendon sign, swelling sign is negative. No other positive findings. In the hip joint, patient is found to have a inspection and palpation reveals no tenderness. Swelling, spasm, contracture, alignment are normal. And on range of motion, passive is completely normal. In the right, there is a tenderness on the internal rotation, which is limited to 20 degrees. External rotation is also painful. Other than that, flexion and extension is normal at 140 degrees. Motor strength is normal, valgus varus abnormality absent, leg length discrepancy is not present. The Patrick sign, Trendelenburg's test is negative, log roll is positive. Well, LE test and Thomas test are negative. In the knee joint, on inspection, there is no scar, erythema, or effusion. And on palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling, or asymmetry. It doesn't feel warm or cold. No crepitus, grinding, or popping noise are heard. Range of motion is 135 degrees full flexion. And collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4/5. And valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMurray, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis is as follows.